Hello, world. This is Wichita. The Wichita Eagle proudly presents another page from the past. Since 1872, the Wichita Eagle has kept an accurate record of the events in the lives of Wichitans. Tonight, we respectfully dedicate this program to the memory of Judge W.P. Campbell, beloved jurist of the early days, a glorious character in the magnificent drama of This Is Wichita. Shakespeare wrote, "The play's the thing." And to the citizens of a bustling little cattle village known as Wichita in the 1870s, the play was indeed the thing. Any hall in those days might serve as a temporary theater for the few itinerant thespians who strutted their weary hours before the flickering coal oil or candle footlights.
Rig 'em up fast, boys. There's a show troupe at the Eagle Hall. Yeah, they're doing a play called Macbeth.
Whoopee, I hope they got some pretty gals. Let's go.
Cowboys warmed with red liquor from the saloon. Settlers from lonely farmland. This was the audience. Rough and ready pilgrims before the shrine of the drama. Not an elegant audience. Not always a respectful audience. Some Wichitans still blush as they recall a certain night when the famous sleepwalking scene from Macbeth was being portrayed. And Lady Macbeth walked on the stage, dressed in her traditional nightgown, to recite those famous lines.
Out, out, accursed spot! Out, out, spot!
The audience sat in spellbound silence until the cowboy suddenly awakened from an alcoholic stupor to behold Lady Macbeth in her nightgown. And that was the end of the show, for he shouted,
"What? Jumping Jehoshaphat. Why, she's got her shimmies on. Well, look at her. She's got her shimmies on.
Oh, in front of all these people."
It was not until 1879 that Wichitans were to have a really impressive opera house. In 1879, the Turner Opera House was constructed on the present site of the Hotel Lassen. It was most elaborate and boasted a tank of artificial gas for brilliant and unusual lighting effects. Imagine that you were sitting in the audience at the old Turner Opera House. The front curtain presents an ad from almost every merchant in town. Everything from high-top shoes, cotton stockings, saddles, seed corn, cook stoves, bustles, and corsets are pictured on this drop curtain. That is strange enough, even without the ad, for it presents a picture of a city with buildings 10 stories high.
The show's about to start. Time for the curtain to go up. Just a minute.
The orchestra is in the pit now. They're tuning up. It's time for the overture.
Thank you.
And that was the Eagle Concert Orchestra under the baton of Russell Lowe playing the old Florabella Overture. In keeping with the custom of the Wichita Eagle, the paper that has welcomed newcomers to Wichita since 1872, we find the Eagle performing an unusual service today. If you were looking for a room, apartment, or house, read the classified advertising section of the Wichita Eagle, where you will find a large list of rentals advertised every day. And then if you don't find what you want advertised in the Eagle, come to the office at Market and William Streets and ask for the Classified Rental Information Department. And the Wichita Eagle, in cooperation with members of the Wichita Real Estate Board advertising in the Eagle, will assist you in solving your rental problems. If you want to buy, rent, sell, or exchange, use Kansas' largest classified medium, the Wichita Eagle. And now the First Federal Quartet brings us When Honey Sings an Old-Time Song.
When twilight shadows softly fall and sinks the sun to rest, on memories my thoughts recall of days I loved the best. Tis then my honey sings to me a song of old lang syne, an angel's voice I seem to hear in melody divine. In the gloaming cold, my darling, I hear her singing sweet and low. Oh, Genevieve, sweet Genevieve, the song her mother sang long years ago. The sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. In fancy I can see the Dixie throng. I scent a broken rose where the Swanee River flows. When honey sings an old-time song. Just a song at twilight, I hear her singing sweet and low. When other lips and other hearts, the song her mother sang long years ago. Oh, carry me back to Virginia. In fancy I can see the Dixie throng. I scent the perfume rose where the Swanee River flows. Where the honey sings and lives from the time storm.
If a man die, shall he live again? This age-old question seems to have a claim of Judge W.P. Tiger Bill Campbell, whose death was mourned by all Wichitans on Friday, March 12, 1936. For over 60 years, his velvety, golden cadenced voice was familiar to this city. As a young 23-year-old Kentucky boy just out of law school, he eloped with a beautiful young daughter of a proud Kentucky colonel and came to Kansas, settling first in El Dorado. And in 1873, he came to Wichita as judge of the district court. His brilliant career in law is a monumental story in itself. But that is not our story tonight. Ours is the story of the charming voice, the gentle humor of a man who brought refinement and happiness to Wichita when it was starved for the want of more cultural entertainment. Ours is the story of a man who could leave the somber halls of justice to indulge in a song or story for the pleasure of his fellow man. Ours is the story of a man who might have been a great actor, had not fate chosen to cast him in the role of a jurist. Ours is the story of a man with a song in his heart.
Just a song of twilight when the lights are low and the flickering shadows softly come and go. Though the heart be
January 1880. The scene, a Wichita courtroom. A handsome young man with kindly, humor-brightened eyes is the judge. Laws were not so clearly defined as today, and often the judge was called upon to exercise the full extent of his wisdom, mercy, and sense of justice. Judge Campbell is presiding.
It is the finding of this court that you are guilty of a minor misdemeanor, slight destruction of public property, and disturbance of the peace, sir.
Yes, Your Honor, there was a mistake.
Overindulgence in alcoholic beverages is quite often a mistake.
Well, now, Judge, I hope you won't be too hard on me. So, me and some of the boys are just sort of celebrating, you know. Well, honest, Judge, it won't happen again. You just let me off sort of easy.
I'm sorry, but it's necessary to pass sentence.
So, well, all right, Bill. Your Honor, if you say I deserve it, I suppose I do. Well, what's it going to be?
I sentence you to report to Mrs. Catherine Russell at the Turner Opera House.
Huh?
You are hereby sentenced to rehearse with the cast in the Union Spy.
You mean that show they're putting on up to the Opera House?
Yeah, that's right. We need some more supers to play Confederate soldiers.
But, Judge, I was on the side of the North.
So was I, but we need some more Confederates. Now, that's your sentence. Get over to the Opera House, double quick.
Or shall I...
Never mind, I'm going.
Very well.
Sir, I'd rather be a play actor than a jailbird. Hope I don't forget what I'm to do.
Just don't forget to stay sober.
Oh, sure, God.
Next case.
The first month of the year 1880 saw Wichita Orange highly excited over the most pretentious amateur play yet produced, The Union Spy, a drama of the Civil War, which was still a vivid scar of emotion in the memories of all, was to be produced on the stage of the Turner Opera House. Many an otherwise normal acting citizen went about the streets of Wichita mumbling words in a supreme attempt to memorize the difficult lines of the play.
We must defend the Union. We must blood our shed.
Oh, darn it.
Shed our blood if necessary.
Well, Mr. Ash, you suppose you could stop talking to yourself long enough to wait on a customer?
Oh, sure. I really wasn't talking to myself. I was trying to memorize my part. I'm in the show at the Opera House, you know.
Yes, I know. And I'd just like to know who isn't in that show. Seems like everybody in town's in it. Is that good?
Oh, it's a great show if I can just get my line. Now listen. Does this sound right to you?
What is that coming down? The road? The enemy?
No. Now, wait a minute. That isn't right. I'll do it over again.
What is that coming down? The enemy? The road?
No, guys, I'll never learn this hard play.
Oh, yes, you will, Jesse.
Well, Judge, say, Judge, can you give me some help on these lines? Now, this play's going to open. I'm not going to know my lines at all. Go help me, Judge. Last night after I left rehearsal, I went home and practiced till I could say those speeches backwards. Now, that's the only way I can say them, backwards.
Well, Jesse, I'll be glad to help you. Now, put yourself into the fight. Really feel it. Live it. Now, this play, we're fighting for a great cause. We're fighting for humanity. In that scene where we're captured by the Confederates, we're faced with a great tragedy. We're not thinking of our lives. We're thinking of the terrible consequences if our side loses the war. If our life means nothing, if we can save the Union, let us rejoice that we have rich red blood to give to such a noble cause. Let us fight to the last man for the freedom of all mankind.
Yeah, yeah. I can really believe it when you talk about it.
Well, I do declare, Judge Connell, that's just wonderful.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. You're very kind.
Hey, you're going to be the talk of the town, Judge. Why? Well, last night, you had everybody crying at rehearsal. Believe me, you'll be the hit of the show.
And indeed, Judge Campbell was the hit of the show. And an inspiration to all the others during the long weeks of rehearsal. He gave generously of his time, as did Mrs. Catherine Russell, one of Wichita's early singing teachers, a lovely and talented woman who, like Judge Campbell, contributed much to the cultural life of this city. As The Union Spy was a play calling for many characters, scenes, and tableaus, there were many Wichitaans called upon to participate. Like all amateur plays, sometimes rehearsals were fun, sometimes nerve-wracking, and sometimes sensitive feelings were strong.
Ned, I'll never speak to you again.
Oh, no, Josie.
I mean, you said I didn't do my part right, and I'll just never forgive you.
Josie, I only said you could do better.
And what right have you to say I could do better? You're not the director. And what about your part? You don't even know your lines yet.
Why, I do so.
No, you don't.
I do.
You don't.
Now, Josie, let's not quarrel. Just over a play. I'm willing to say you did all right, even if you didn't.
You.
Well, that's what I mean.
I know what you mean. You don't think I'm as good as the others. There's no time like now for finding out the true nature of the man you're engaged to. I'm glad I found out. It's not too late to give you back your ring, and that's just...
Hello? What's all this about a ring? I don't recall those lines in the play.
They're not in the play, Judge Campbell. She means it.
Oh, not really, Josie.
Yes, I do. He criticized my acting. He doesn't think I'm any good.
Josie, I do, too. Honest, I do.
Oh, of course he thinks you're good, Josie. Now, look here, you two. We can't have anything like this. This play will be all over and forgotten in a few weeks. But if you two let petty anger cause you to break up, why, you'll never forget it. After all, we're just working to put on a good show for Wichita. We've got to all be willing to take a little criticism and to enjoy this for the fun that's in it, the joy of entertaining our friends.
Oh, Josie, that's the way it is. Oh, Josie, you don't really mean that about the ring, do you?
Oh, I guess I was hasty, Ned. Oh, Ned.
Josie.
On stage, everybody. This is your rehearsal for the castle. On stage, everybody.
And so, night after night, the ambitious amateurs drove themselves to near perfection in their roles. The Wichita Eagle generously gave many columns of free publicity. And on the first week in February, Wichita turned out to greet the finished product. The hitching racks along Market and First Streets were lined with horses, wagons, and buggies. The ladies wore their finest of finery, rustling skirts with bustles, and the men were in hammer-tail coats and carrying shining silk toppers.
Take your ticket stuff, please. Tickets, please. Tickets, tickets.
Hey, what did you say?
Your ticket. Can you find your seat?
Find my feet.
No, your seat.
Oh, yes. Find a tree.
Yes. Say, you can't hear very well, mister. Hey. I'll tell you. I'll take you down to the front row.
Huh?
The whole front row is reserved for old folks and the hard of hearing.
Hey,
This way, please. No. This way, please.
Hey, please. Now, how did they get in here?
So I just left the supper dishes. We simply had to rush to get here, but they do say it's a divine place.
Oh, and so Gene Schachter came to me and he says, Lim, I've got to have something to get my face blacked up like a darkie for this
Whoa,
show.
What did you tell him?
I told him to use soap by blacking.
Great Scott, can he get it off?
Well, I don't know, but it's a cinch you'll be black.
And I could have really had a part in the play, but the part I wanted was taken by Anna Morton.
They say she's very good.
Oh, yes, no doubt she'll do it quite well.
And they say Jesse Ash stuffed himself with pillows to look like a fat man. He's playing the part of Pussy Jones.
The lights in the auditorium of the Turner Opera House were turned down. The stage was a brilliant square of light. Nervous actors and actresses rushed about backstage, each quite certain that the audience would be terrifying. But somehow, Tiger Bill Campbell felt calm and happy. His makeup, his costumes were all perfect. This world of the theater was not strange to him. Somehow, he felt at home.
Curtain going up, folks. Curtain going up. All right,
on stage,
everybody. First act. Curtain going up here.
And the show was on. Amateurs, did we say? Why, these very gifted, thoroughly rehearsed citizens of early Wichita, butcher, baker, candlestick maker, and judge, now become soldiers of the North and the South. These were not just neighbors play acting. These were flesh and blood actors, living a vivid drama of laughter and tears. Oh, true, a few minor calamities occurred. The angel who was to flutter over the imprisoned Union soldiers had an embarrassing moment. One of the wires that was to permit her to drop gracefully down from a stage heaven in the rafters broke.
And
look how she hangs. Oh, the play's ruined.
For a moment, the serious scene was threatened, for there hung little Patty Strong, head down, feet in the air, looking like anything but an angel. And then a magic voice halted the growing laughter.
There is hope for us. A vision of heaven tells us that God has not forgotten.
Through sheer acting genius, Judge Campbell drew the attention of the audience and caused them to forget the upside-down angel. The curtain fell on that scene with the audience cheering and applauding. Scene after scene of the play brought laughter and tears. Mrs. Catherine Russell sang in her clear soprano voice that beautiful song, One Vacant Chair.
We shall meet, but we shall meet him. There will be one vacant chair.
Crying.
Oh, I can't help it.
But it's only part of the play.
But I'm thinking of our boy who went to the war. Oh, there are many empty chairs here in Wichita. Oh, look around you. The others, they're crying too.
And then Judge Campbell crowned his acting triumph with the singing of that beautiful ballad, Old Black Joe, with an echo chorus. Twenty-seven performances of the Union Spy were given, and the play broke all previous records for home talent shows. It is said that nearly $1,000 were taken in on the final night, the proceeds above expenses of the entire play going to the local GAR, and it was with genuine regret that the cast removed their makeup on the final.
It's been so wonderful. Oh, Judge Campbell, I must tell you again how good you were in your part.
Well, thank you, Josie. We've all had a great time. And now I hope you'll play your next role, the all-important role, as well as you have this little one in the play.
Oh, she'll play that part swell, Judge. We're only half as happy after we're married, you and your wife have been. We'll be satisfied.
Well, the play's all over. Catherine, you were great.
And so were you, Judge. Oh, it seems a shame to think that we can't carry on forever. We've all been so happy, all such good friends. Don't you think so, Judge?
Yes, indeed I do. And I dare say that we'll never forget the ones who worked so hard for this place. We who had the grand privilege of playing such a wonderful show will never forget. Even if those who have seen the play forget it. And they will, no doubt. They'll soon forget us as new players, and new plays come marching on the boards. But I'll always remember the good times and the good friends I've made long after the Union Spy is lost to the past.
And that was one of the few times when the judge was wrong. Of the old-timers left, not one has forgotten the performance of Tiger Bill Campbell. Judge Campbell performed many legal duties and performed them well. But when the conversation goes back to the old days, to memories of Judge Campbell, it always recalls memories of happy, thrilling moments of Judge Campbell, the actor, the singer, giving freely, generously, his glorious talent that his friends might find and join. The old Turner Opera House has long since gone, and so have the members of the cast of that first play. But the rich melody of an ingratiating character still lives on.
Oh, hear
so ends another chapter from the history the Wichita Eagle has been writing since 1872. Every Sunday evening at 6:30, the Wichita Eagle brings you the musical drama, This Is Wichita, the authentic history of this city. And every day and night, the Eagle brings you the news of the world. Again, we invite all new residents of Wichita to use the Eagle's classified ad, Call the Eagle, and let them help you find a better home, room, or apartment. This is Hal Norman speaking for the Wichita Eagle and saying proudly to the whole world, This is Wichita.